Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California for 11 years, almost 11 years, on May 4th will be 11 years, but 10 years and a month, we have been providing our audience with entertainment career advice. Now, this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality by currently pursuing a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will help you by providing tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in a wide variety of show business pursuits. All of the guests have been selected because they're at different stages of their careers, and that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to answer all of your show business career questions. Now, guests on this show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, actors, singers, songwriters, comedians, script supervisors. We have stunt people, entertainment attorneys, you name it. We try to snag them for this show. If you missed any of our shows or you need information about a specific entertainment career, please go to our archive page on the latalkradio.com website, latalkradio.com website, and search for our show title, which is Question Reality, or you can search by my name, Priscilla Leona, and you can listen and download any interview 24 hours a day. It's just there waiting for you. Come home from the club, you're all drunk, you have your snack, you're like, oh, I want to listen to an entertaining person. Well, you're going to turn me on. I'm on and ready to go 24 hours a day. LATalkRadio.com, look for Question Reality. And all of the shows are also available on iTunes, Google Play, the Google Play Store, and Stitcher.com under the podcast section. And while you're there, make sure that you go get our newly designed free mobile app to be able to listen to all of the shows that are on LA Talk Radio. There are fantastic shows and they cover a wide variety of subjects. So entertaining. The hosts are fabulous on LA Talk Radio. So whatever your interest and maybe kinky little pursuit, well, check it out. You never know, it might be on there. Finally, if you want to be a guest or refer someone to be on the show to promote themselves, their products, and help listeners with career advice, we are currently booking for 2019. We're always booked 6 months to a year in advance, so you really have to, you know, get in there really quick. Right now, I think we're booking for June, July, August. I'm not sure. I have a new assistant. She's in charge of that. But I think we're in the summer month. We're booking for summer. Go to our official website. That's how you can submit yourself, not the LA Talk Radio website. The official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com. And you just click the contact link, and that's how you submit for guest interview consideration. Yeah, so do that today. Now, I am so excited because we have a favorite back. He's a fan fave. Had him on the show last year around September. Can't remember exact date, but I think it was August or September. And we brought him back because he's lovely. His name is Brian T. Shirley, and he is a comedian, an actor, a host, an executive producer. He's been working professionally in the United States, Canada, the Bahamas, and Japan for over 25 years. And as an actor, he's appeared in many feature and short films as well as web series. And currently, Brian hosts What's the Story, which is a segment on the radio show BTS Entertainment Corner, and it's also a column on the NSAEN.com online magazine. And speaking of NSAEN, Brian is also the executive producer for the NSAEN Online Film Festival. Boy, that's a mouthful to say. NSAEN. I couldn't say that five times right back to back. But, okay, so let's see. Brian is the executive producer for the NSAEN Online Film Festival, which has live screenings. And NSAEN stands for No Strings Attached Entertainment News. It's a mouthful, I know. But if you practice it, you'll get it. Now, what's exciting is that 2019 marks the third year for the Young Film Festival, and they continue to become recognized and respected. I feel this is the feedback I'm getting being personally involved with it, but they're really becoming recognized and respected among the long-standing film festivals, which are their peers. And I have many, many friends who have created film festivals, have been the founders, and they've been around for 10, 15, 20 years. And they really have said, like, what? Wait a minute, I've heard of NSAEN. So they're really out there rocking the Casbah as far as getting their name known. And Brian has come on the show today to give us advice about how to, well, we're going to talk all things film festival. We're going to touch on other things about what Brian's doing, but basically the primary focus will be about film festivals, because I get so many emails. So I said, oh my gosh, we got to give advice on how to get filmmakers films selected, screened, and let them know how to get a distribution deal from entering their films into film festivals. But you're going to learn lots of other things about Brian. But sadly, I wanted to bring this up. Sadly, last year, just I think maybe a couple days after he was on the show, 9/11, ironically, 2018, Brian Shirley suffered from a near fatal heart attack, and he had to have quadruple bypass surgery. And my gosh, my heart nearly stopped when I heard that. I didn't even know for like, I think it was maybe a month after this happened. And then I just happened to see it somewhere. But anyway, Brian is so resilient. He's such a resilient man. He has been recovering remarkably, and he is now very excited. We're going to talk about this too. He's now on tour with his new, unique, funny, and inspirational act, appropriately entitled Come Back From a Heart Attack. Now, if that's not a rap song, I've never heard one. My gosh, that's a good title. I was looking at that. I was thinking, and I do this quite often. I'll look at what somebody has named something, and I'll try to say, I wonder if I would have named it something else. And I thought, oh, I would have probably gone heart attack comeback, or comeback heart attack. And then I thought, oh, well, maybe not, because comeback heart attack would mean maybe it's going to come back. So I think he did a good job with the title, but it's really a fabulous title for his new tour. And we're going to find out what the tour entails, where he's going to be. We're going to find out. So let's just get on to it. Welcome to the show, Brian T. Shirley. Come back, heart attack, man. Heart attack. I'm going to call it heart attack comeback, because you're making a comeback from a heart attack. Heart attack comeback.
That's fine.
My gosh, I'm so glad you're still with us. Oh my Me God, too. That must have been so super scary. And look at you out there rocking and rolling, making it happen. Tell me, let's start first of all. I want to find out about that because I cannot imagine. I get a headache and I'm down for a month, right? You know, I wake up at the crack of dawn and that's it. I'm ready to take a nap by noon. So how, pray tell, did you do this? You had a heart attack last year, and then you, I don't know how long your recovery was, so why don't we find out how long your recovery was, and then, my gosh, it's only January, so how did you fit in time to be able to write your new act for your comeback from a heart attack tour, and then what's it about? Tell us about that.
Well, basically, I'm actually still recovering. So I'm in month, I guess, five, somewhere around there. And, you know, I did the cardio rehab and all that. And it was funny because I was talking to them, and that was about 2 months, a little over 2 months after. And I said, you know, I'm still not, you know, energy and all this. And they go, you know, you're kind of still young in the process. And I said, really? They said, yeah, you know, 6 months, you're still healing. I said, oh, I mean, because I've never been through it. So, you know, I learned that one thing is once I got out of the being able to get out of my chair mode and walking and all that, you know, and getting able to drive again and, you know, all those things, I thought, okay. And even today, because like I told you, or I posted, I did some dinner theater a couple hours from here this weekend. And drove back, you know, did two acts, and my character was killed off, so I just drove back. And, man, I got to tell you, I took a nap, slept, got up, went to church, and took another nap. So I'm still very much recovering. It's because, you know, if I go out and do stuff, I still have that energy drained. So, yeah, and that's the big thing I've learned. I've got to cut back on some things. I got to cut, you know, like I was telling you, I got auditions. I mean, I'm trying to do all this stuff. Stupid me, you know, and people are like this. We're all like this. You know, you start feeling a little better and you start taking on all these things. And then you learn, oh, crap, maybe yeah. I should have cut back. Because there's a big project I'm working on. That is going to, and I can't say anything about it. Let's just say it's using my voice. And so it's not taxing. And this will be later on. And it has very much to do with acting. It's later on in March. I'm supposed to be finished with this thing. But that's above everything else.
So when, like, so you have the heart attack, you're recovering. How did you come up with this? How is this act? I understand you're on tour. So how is this comeback from a heart attack tour different from other comedy tours you've done? I mean, is this something you wrote and it focused primarily? I mean, how can you find funny things to say about having bypass surgery, quadruple bypass surgery? That's a challenge, I would imagine, as a comedian, right?
No, I'll tell you why. And I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm just telling you the truth. That's just how my life's always gone. And if anybody that's ever seen my show, you know, that's how I approach comedy, because my dad and my mom were divorced when I was a kid. And I do jokes about that. And you would think, how do you do that? Well, you know, I just say, look, my mom, because I think divorce is confusing to children. My mom would say, son, why can't you be more like your father? I said, okay, I'm leaving. You know, and so.
I like that.
Right. But that's just an example. That's my whole approach to comedy. Whatever happens, I do a twist on it, you know, and sometimes it's kind of harsh. I mean, if I had people go, whoa, you know, I'll say, hey, my dad laughs at that, you know, he does. He's sitting in the audience. I'll say, hey, Dad, remember that time I was 13 and I was riding my bike and, oh, you weren't there. That's right. You know, so, right. See, I like that, though. I like the shock. My dad actually loves that joke. He thinks it's funny as hell. And, but that's the whole thing. So I'm just giving you those examples to show you my approach to the heart attack thing. Because I talk about the reality about being in a hospital. I talk about the reality of what I've gone through. And even if you haven't gone through what I've gone through, everybody's had surgery. Everybody's been in a hospital, or if they've visited somebody in a hospital. So I make it very relatable. I tie it in with what I've already been doing for years, because some of it just coincidentally ties. Like we were off air talking about the panic attacks and everything. It ties in with that, like I was telling you. And I haven't even done that yet because I haven't had time. I did an hour and 45 minutes in Jekyll Island, Georgia last weekend and didn't touch some of the stuff I'm talking about. Just because after 25 years of doing this, I have that much material. And when I wrote all this out, I added, you know, another 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes. I don't know. I still am kind of adding and tweaking the show. So this is an addition to what has already been done. And then I started writing stuff about being in films because some crazy stuff was going on and some jokes just come up about some of the film roles that I've been doing. Because I'll give you an example. This is true. Last January, I played a senator in a short film. And then 3 months later, I played an inmate in another film. And I thought, wow, my acting career has already gone full circle. You know?
Right.
You know.
I like it. I have to come and see one of your shows. Where can we come and see one of your shows? Are you, you know, what are some upcoming tour dates and where will you be?
Well, right now, as of, you know, I would say April, I've been doing so much corporate stuff and private gigs and all that. I have not gotten back into the clubs, only because I was rebuilding before the heart attack, especially. I was rebuilding my comedy career through my acting. I was wanting to, let's say, use the acting as a way to get into bigger clubs, you know, to say, okay, here's some credits. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm still in that process. Well, the heart attack just, you know, derailed me for a little bit. But actually, it's a blessing in disguise because now I've got another act, you know. So,
yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Have you filmed some segments from your comeback from a heart attack?
Yeah, a little bit.
And where is it where we can see it? At least maybe we can check it out.
It's not out yet. I'm still editing some things. And to be honest, I need to do this. Well, I did a thing here in Charleston, South Carolina. That's where I'm living, folks. I'm in Charleston, South Carolina. I don't know if you heard about the Emmanuel 9 here. That was several years ago. I think it was 2016. There was a church here that is a predominantly black church, and a white person, I would say idiot, went in there and killed 9 of the members, and it's the Emmanuel 9. They're always going to be known as Emmanuel 9. It was national news. Well, this past year, they did a thing called the Spotlight Awards, where they took each member that was each of these folks that gave their lives. They are giving out an award to people that do things in their community here in Charleston in memory of each of those Emmanuel 9 victims. So I actually was chosen to come and do 10 minutes of comedy at this thing. And it was one of the biggest things I've ever done. I got to tell you, I was blown away. I had to follow the mayor of Charleston. And I'm going, why do I always have to follow all these high-profile people and these things? But, you know, so I went up and did about 10, 12 minutes. I had another show that same night, so I had to run off stage and go do the headlining show I was doing at another club. But this is all after the heart attack too. So there's little bits of that you can see that I'm editing right now. For one of them is for my BTS on the Road web series, which I show what it's like to be a touring. I can't say touring comedian anymore. Now I have to say touring entertainer because I put acting gigs in there.
We are definitely going to cover that, but let's wrap it up with the comeback from the heart attack tour. So we can, if they want to see a little bit, are you on YouTube? Are you, you know, what are you, do you have a YouTube channel or?
Yes, I do. But here's what's happened. Here's what's happened since the last time we talked. I'm on a channel now called E360 TV with some of the things I'm doing. So I'm kind of not putting out things to the public a lot, instead, unless it's just promo, because this is on Roku, Amazon Fire, and Apple TV. It's called E360 TV, and I've got a short film on there and then a documentary I was in. So that's where I'm going to be pointing a lot of my content towards right now, from now on, until, you know, we'll see. Now, I'll put bits of it out here and there on YouTube and Facebook and all that. You know, I'll do some teasers and stuff like that. But, you know,
you got to get that act on tour, honey, and get your little butt out here to California so we can come and see you. I swear.
Yes, I agree.
Of seeing you. And my gosh, we have so many comedy clubs out here. Oh my gosh. I think a friend of mine knows the owner of, I think, don't quote me on it, because I tell you, people tell me so many things, I can't keep it straight. I think it's either the Yaha Club or one of these clubs. So we'll always be able to get you a gig there. So if you want to come out here. Oh, and then I got another friend who knows the owner of the Laugh Factory. And then another one, this with comedy stores. So, you know, think about that. So we could get you out here and do, like, even if it's three comedy clubs, that would be great.
Oh, yeah.
So keep that in mind, because, you know, we don't want you to have, like, I don't know what comes after a quadruple bypass, but we don't need you to have the next one. I think we only have four heart ventricles, so we don't want to split your heart so you have, like, four. So let's talk about, now, you're the executive producer for the NSAEN Online Film Festival, which, again, people, stands for, because I get asked that so many times. Okay, so it stands for No Strings Attached Entertainment News. And I would imagine you must be so proud that this year marks the third year for the film festival. And personally, I love being a judge for your festival, and I promote it to all of my friends. And I just, to let everybody know, I do not personally judge my friends' film projects, because that would be unethical. And if you guys know me, you know I'm extremely moral and ethical. So I do not do that. But I understand that some of the people that I referred ended up winning in 2017 or 2018, or at least coming in second place. So I just wanted to, for a brief moment, I went to the website and I was like, oh, I don't remember. My friend Betty Jo Tucker submitted a movie called Take a Love Story. Fabulous film. That is under an editor pick. My very good friend Mary Lou Belli, she's an A-list director. She directs for NCIS New Orleans. She just go on IMDb. She is like one of the top directors in town. She directed the Drunk Lonely Wives Book Club, and that's also
That was beautiful.
I love that. And then my friend Catherine Natale, she submitted All About Manos. They are two hysterical chicks. And and then my friend Alyssa Carter submitted this year, and she ended up winning first place for Lost 17, which is that documentary about the women. And then my other friend that I got to submit was Kathy Tessaloni, and she ended up coming in second for the, I believe it was the web series, yes. And she nearly killed me when I told her that I had screened the winning one. And I said, sorry, I think it was called, oh my God, it was so hysterical. Who won first place for the web series? Oh yeah, hers was the web series. It's called A Fine Time to Wine, but I had screened the one that ended up winning, which was, I think, A Dressing Story. This was funniest thing. I could not stop laughing, and I gave
that was a foreign that was foreign.
Germany, yeah. Based out of Germany. If anybody wants to check that out, I highly recommend it. And I'm not a hearty laugher, Brian. I mean, I'm a chuckler, a giggler, but I had tears coming out of my eyes watching this. It's called Addressing Story, a German web series. Go on YouTube and please watch that. I tell you, it like made me crazy. I was hysterical like Lizzie Borden. I was ready to kill somebody, but in a good way. Like if I killed them, they would be like happy because I'd be smiling and saying,
right. It'd be like a rubber axe.
Exactly. You'd beat them with a rubber chicken kind of thing. So, tell about the festival. They are very, very excited, and they end up really having a wonderful experience. My friend Alyssa Carter told me that because she won, she was just so impressed with the fact that you guys sent a letter and then sent a laurel. And because I tell you, people listening, about film, a little bit about film festivals. Now, I've been a judge for the Burbank International Film Festival for 6 years. And I mean, literally thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of entries. And I tell you, I'm going crazy because I'm in the middle of screening right now. And unfortunately, with a festival that large, you're not going to be able to get the personal attention that you do with the festival NSAEN, that Brian's festival. So take advantage of the opportunity if you're a first-time filmmaker to submit to some of the smaller festivals. And I'm going to let Brian tell you more about it, but I wanted to ask my first question. Okay, so whose idea was it to start NSAEN Film Festival? I get asked that a lot, and I don't have the answer. And I said, oh, when Brian comes on, I guess I better find out the answer. What's the scoop on that?
Well, first of all, NSAEN magazine is owned by Beatrice Davis, and Tamara McClure is the editor-in-chief. I'm a late person coming to the magazine as far as, you know, being on the board and everything for the magazine. I was a contributor. I would send them, you know, short stories or episodes of BTS on the Road or whatever. Catherine Natalie actually is the one that connected me with them. Now, the idea for the film festival, I mean, I don't want to brag, but I'm...
Hold on, Brian. So, my friend Kat... Okay, so let me make sure I got this right. Okay, so...
Yeah, go ahead.
I've known for years. She's the one that started it. And so then I met Tamara. And then was this before... Okay, so I told Catherine to submit for the film festival because she and her husband, Peter... lovely. He has a web series radio show. So then did you meet them from the submission or did they know?
I met, what it was, I was doing a show called BTS radio show where I was doing what you do basically, but you're at a higher level than I was. I was highlighting independent artists. At a radio show here, internet radio station. I actually went into the station here in Charleston, and I loved independent artists. So Catherine, we connected somehow. I saw her Redneck Weddings web series. Yes, and this was way before Manos. Yes. So that's where we connected. I had her on. I interviewed her. I helped spread the word about it. We were, you know, trying to get her more backing for it and everything. And she connected me, I think, with Tamara first. I don't remember if it was Tamara or Beatrice. And then I went, and then we connected. And for, I don't know, a year or so, I was, you know, just kind of contributing to the magazine and NSAEN. And I went to a film festival with Veterans in Blue, which is a documentary that the Air Force did about my comedy career and being in the Air Force at the same time. I just kind of showing how, because the guy that did it said, look, you do a lot of military in your show, and it's unusual to see a comedian do that, and he wanted to highlight that. So the reason that I got to the idea of having this film festival was because of going to a live film festival. I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the energy. I fell in love with the people that go to these things and the support that these folks give, you know. And I knew that I couldn't do it live. So that's when it came to my head to do it through the magazine in an online thing, although we have done some live stuff with it too. And that's how I started. I went to, I approached Beatrice and Tamara, and I said, here's my idea. And they absolutely loved it. And they said, so let's do it. So we put together a board. But go ahead.
So what are you doing for NSAN right now? What's your role? What is your, like, I know executive producer, but what are your duties and responsibilities?
Well, I kind of make sure that, let's see, we've added stuff as it goes. I kind of structured the film festival because I was one of the ones that have been to film festivals, and I've been on, I've got content on Film Freeway that I've been submitting. And so I've looked at literally hundreds and hundreds of film festivals as far as a submitter of content, and studied them and looked at, you know, how they operate and all that. So I kind of formed the film festival. You know, I kind of put it together as far as here's the format, here's, you know, what I think we should do, and da da da. But the board, you know, I present it and they all say, okay, yeah, that's good. That's, you know, let's do that or let's not do that. And then, you know, I guess I'm kind of the direction behind it, you would say. I kind of, because I'm always watching what's going on with these things. So I get more ideas. Like last year we added veterans, you know, if you're a veteran, we added student and veteran. No, actually, I think we had student the first year. So last year we added the student category and the veteran. So you're getting a discount if you're a college student. Or high school or a veteran, you know. And I think this year we might be adding music videos and trailers. I don't know about the trailer part, but I brought up music videos and trailers. That's something, there's some stuff going on that I can't discuss right now because we have signed contracts with networks and everything, so I can't bring it up. But of course, you're on the inside, Priscilla, so you'll know. But yeah. Really, what I do is I try to give direction to the film festival. Tamara really is key in helping me with directing it. Beatrice kind of oversees all of us. We have a TI guy. We have a girl that helps him. And we have other folks, Janice Hermson from What's the Story radio show, where the BTS Entertainment Corner segments on out of Reno. She does a lot of, she's a marketing genius. You know, we have helping us with that. We have folks out of Atlanta, Vanessa Hunley, who's come in and just done an amazing job with putting together our videos when we do promo like that. You know, Thomas Paris in Savannah owns a comedy club. That's where we had one of our first live screenings for this film festival, and we're looking at putting some more live screens out. It's just, you know, securing those places. So this thing is just, and the connections, like, you know, the connections that we've gotten with Shammy Media Group and Cheers to the Warriors, you know.
What with there being thousands of film festivals available for filmmakers to submit their films, tell us what are some of the incentives that NCAN currently offers filmmakers, or actually currently and then what's coming up? I think you briefly touched on a couple, but can you bullet point them for us?
Sure. I think one of the big things is, and this is just coming from my point of view as a content creator, is that if I join a festival, you know, no matter if I'm, you know, if I don't win it, it's nice to see a festival say, you know, here's, you know, what point you're at. Here's a laurel. Here's some stuff. You know, you're on our site. You're on the, because if you, like you said, if you go to the main site of ISCN, and we've got the semi-finalists and the finalists listed, then they're going to be listed, or they should be already listed on the film festival part of that too, because NSAN, you've got the main magazine and then you've got the film festival part of it too. So we're trying to get people as much exposure as I can to whenever they submit. I put out, and I personally do this myself on social media, you know, about our people that have submitted. And I also put out when they've, you know, been a semifinalist and a winner. So we've been posting all that too. So exposure is one of the things you're going to get. That's just one. The other thing, and then of course we talked about them on the radio show that I'm on, the What's the Story at BTS and Entertainment Corner. So the exposure, which is big, I think, for any filmmaker, you know. Plus, you can put that on your either on your film site or your whatever site you have for your film. You can say, look, not only are we accepted, but people have heard our film, the name of the film out there. If you don't want it shown or whatever, or we respect that. But the other thing is Shammy Media Group, who we've connected with, actually has distributed some of the folks that we've had in the film festival. We're talking, one that I can talk of off the top of my head is Misfit by Toddy Braley out of Colorado. He won our horror thing 2 years ago. And Shammy Media not only distributed him, they redid the cover of the DVD.
Wow.
I said, wow. Yeah. And Todd himself actually sent a note that you can read about his experience with and how, you know.
Yeah, that's what we want to know. What do you, because a lot of people, honestly, beginning filmmakers don't, when I try to get them to submit to film festivals in general, I don't just say, oh, you know, Burbank, because I'm, you know, a judge there and NSAN, I try to find out what their film is about and kind of steer them in the right direction, because, you know, it's very expensive for you as a filmmaker to submit to every single film festival.
Oh,
so
my God.
As filmmaker, need to cater, you need to do your research. You got to Google the festivals. You got to find out what ones are most likely interested in your film content and would screen. I'm choking here. I've got a cough drop in my mouth. So what's great about NSAEN is that you do have the Shammy Media Group attached. I don't know if they're attached. I don't know what capacity, but I don't know if they're exclusive, but what I love to tell people is that one of the perks is that you could possibly, if you're a winner, you would possibly win a distribution deal from them. So my question is, I understand that there are several winners for each category. How does that work with the winners and deciding who gets the distribution deal from Shammy Media Group? Because people have been asking me that question.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's a great question. 2 points. First of all, let me answer one before that, because you brought up something really good about, you know, what we can do for people. And the other thing is you're submitting to a film festival that's tied with an online magazine. So anytime you want us to do a press release, if you've been in our film festival, you send us pictures, trailers, because we can embed them, a description of the movie, you got it. See, right there, that's huge. We will put you on the front page, and then it'll be there forever, you know, or however long the magazine's out, and you can just use that for promo out the butt, you know. So there's
so
one
you're
thing
saying
right there.
Even, you're saying even if you don't win, you guys would do that for someone who came in second place, or
Exactly. No, you don't have to win to get that. You've got a connection with us now. So
that's worth your money right there.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's worth 20 or 15 or whatever level you decide to come in. The other thing is with Shammy Media, it's one of those things where once we get the winners, and last year, the year before, and we were still at that point now, Bob Shammy actually said to Tamara, send me whatever you got. So we sent him everything we had, winners and semi-finalists. And I will tell y'all, once that happens, the deal is between you and him. We're not in that. Now, it's not costing you any money. It's just, you know, do you accept the terms? And I don't know what the terms are, to be honest, because I've never gone, I'm not in touch with Bob. That's Tamara's whole. Tamara McClure is the and you, I'm sure you've had her on here before. She's the one that she's our liaison with Bob Shammy. But yeah, I mean, once you get to that point, it's kind of like American Idol or one of these other shows, you know. Yeah, the winner gets, yeah, we all know the winner is, you know, going to be set, you know.
Are you
but
getting
those top,
are you
those
involved?
Those top 10, though, you know.
Are you getting, sorry, are you involved in getting feedback on the end results of the winner for your film festivals with the distribution deal with Shammy? I mean, are people coming back who've won and said, oh, this is what happened. I was a winner. I went with Shammy Media and this is what happened. My film ended up getting distributed. You know, are you getting that and posting that on the website? Because I think that would be a great thing to get.
No, actually, I'm sorry. I misunderstood the question. No, that's what happened with Todd Braley with Misfit. He was in touch with me the whole way. And I said, damn. And he said, I said, would you like to say something about this? And that's, yeah, his quote is on there about being, I forgot what they did. But yeah, they redid his cover and then he went to Walmart and Target or whatever, and Amazon and Best Buy and all the other things that happened with that distribution deal. Todd talked about it in the quote that he sent to our online magazine. And there's a few others.
I have to get that.
So right. I need to get that to you. But here's the other thing that you got to remember is that when you're submitting to something like this that has a distributor tied to it, you've got to be ready, though, with everything. And if you're not, that's fine. But you just got to know that, you know, we're talking, you got to be ready with a great poster for your film.
Oh,
you know, you got to be ready. You got to be ready, though, with all the...
Brian, I swear to God, you have no idea how many filmmakers do not factor that in when they are about to make a deal. So that is, it's like you're psychic, because that was my next question. I was going to ask you, what are some unique tips that you can give us for filmmakers when they're deciding on which film festivals submit and what they should have prepared before they even think about that. And a lot of filmmakers, Brian, they are like, what? Oh, if I get a distribution deal, that's the end to all of my problems. Well, hell no, because most filmmakers don't even know what happens when they get a distribution deal and they're totally unprepared for it. There is money, honey, that you need to put out. It has to be factored in. So go ahead and take it away, Brian, and tell these filmmakers what they need to be prepared for. Give them some tips.
Well, I mean, at least have a working film poster, you know, something that just kind of represents the movie. It doesn't have to be, you know, end all be all, and know that probably when a distributor grabs it, they're going to change it up a little bit, but you want to have something, you know. And also, you know, make sure all your music rights and all that stuff is in order. You know, with the stuff I'm using now, to be honest, I'm using a lot of royalty-free music in my new web episodes and, you know, some of the films that we're going to be shooting, just because right now I'm low budget as a filmmaker. But yeah, I mean, you want to make sure of all that. You don't want to approach a distributor and they're going, okay, is this signed off? And you're like, oh, I don't know. So, I mean, at least have some of that stuff in your hand or be able to grab it real quick, you know, make a phone call and go, hey, can you sign, you know, you did a song on our thing. Can you sign this? You know, that's very important, you know, and of course, if you have your actors and all that signed off, or you know that they're fine with whatever's going on with the film, you know, that's the other thing, you know, make sure you got all that in order. Because these distributors, they get nervous. And even the TV stuff, that you know, the channels that I've been putting stuff on, the same way. You know, and we're starting to get hooked in with that through the magazine, too. And that's nothing that I can touch right now. But I can tell you, bigger things are coming that way also. But for now, I would say, you know, get your ducks in order as far as all your legalities with your film, you know, with music and actors and all that other stuff, you know, your posters, the way it looks, you know, the promotions for it, you know, have some still shots from, you know, the production. It doesn't have anything, you know, it could be three or four. It doesn't matter. You don't have to have 1,000 still shots, but I'd they like to see some stills from it. Some of them do, you know, just for the heck of it. Especially if you're on Film Freeway, you know, you see them, they've got things. Hey, put the stills up here, you know, get your biography together, you know, your director, you know, whatever. Because you want all that at a moment's notice, you know, when they say, hey, we like this, you know, you want to be able to just bam, zap it to them. You know, it might take a few minutes to copy and paste and, you know, put some photos in there, but you want that real quick. That way they know you're on the ball. So yeah, just make sure you got all your ducks in a row as far as the other side of the production, not just the movie, but you know, the promotion part
business,
of it.
The business. Posters, you know. I keep telling people, Brian, it's show business. You got to focus on that.
Yeah.
Perfect example. I had a friend. She did a film. It was fantastic. The film festival, she was approached by these people. They wanted to distribute it. They talked about, okay, do you have the legal paperwork for this? Filmmakers don't think about this, but she had... It was shot at a restaurant, her friend's restaurant. She had shot of Coca-Cola all on the table, and she didn't have the rights to use it. Could not use the distributor dropped her, and it would have been a major deal. You got to think about this when you're a screenwriter and you're writing. You got to think about this. As a director, you got to think about this. A producer, and these are all part of the team, because if you get the film done and you've spent so much money and you cannot get this cleared, then that film, that's it. It's dead in the water. So think about that. Product placement is very important. So it very important. So real quick, I want to get this in before we only got a couple of minutes, Brian. I feel panicked.
Oh my God.
I didn't touch anything. I know. You know how you and I start talking and like 5 hours could go by. And we're just barely touching the surface with you.
Right.
But real quick, what I want to give a shout out to Kathy Tessaloni, who came in second place in the NSAEN Film Festival for the web series category, and for this fabulous little web series called A Fine Time to Wine, which takes you on a funny little journey.
Josh Mitchell was the host.
He has such a heavy Boston accent. I love it. Which takes you on this funny little journey exploring various wine vineyards along the coast in a camper. So, again, Kathy Tessaloni did a great job with that. I hope that they make more episodes, because I do understand that NSAEN would be willing to. What are you guys doing with that? If they only submit like a trailer, I think what are you doing with that? You're asking them to make more episodes, and then you'll put it on the E360 or Roku or something. What's happening?
Well, and you know, I can't say too much because that's fine. I'll talk about it, but let me just say this. It's a caveat that there's a lot of legal and there's a lot of stuff to work out with that, but we don't mind that. I'm just saying, just if we're approached at that angle, we're new into it. It's virgin territory for us. So there's a lot we got to learn with contracts and music and blah, blah, blah. But no, I mean, Kathy and I talked on the phone two or three, or I don't know how many times, for a long time each time, because it's funny. Josh Mitchell had sent me a film of his back a year or two ago. This was before the film festival, I think, or it was for BTS Entertainment Corner, and I watched it and did a little, preview of it or whatever. And then when this thing came to us, I saw his name and I went, sounds familiar. And right when I saw him, I went, oh my God, that's the guy that I knew the guy. Yeah.
So
that was
quick,
funny. I was like, oh wow.
So, but, real quick, you're currently hosting What's the Story? It's a segment on the radio show. BTS Entertainment Corner. And is that right?
No, it's switched. Actually, BTS Brian T. Shirley. It's after my name. BTS Entertainment Corner is a segment on What's the Story, which is Janice Herms, and it's her show. Okay. But, and I do what you do, but I have a microcosm, you know. Mine's like 12 to 15 minutes. I do independent artists. And that's another place where if you're in the festival, you know, we can talk about your movie, film, web series, whatever on there also.
Oh,
but yeah. I mean, there's so much other stuff to the festival too that we didn't get
oh
to.
Oh my God, Ryan, we're gonna have to have you come back on because it's already 5:50. We gotta end the show. I'm getting texts. End the show. Wrap the show. Okay, so we gotta wrap the show. We're gonna have to have you come back on every single month for 12 months a year, everybody. So real quick, okay. Everybody, I just want to tell you, please go to Brian T. Shirley's website. It's briantshirley.com. He's on Twitter at Brian T. Shirley, Facebook, Brian T. Shirley 5, Instagram, Brian T. Shirley, and of course on nsaen.com/online film festival. And please submit to the festival. I don't know when do you guys take submissions this year? This should be looking.
Well, we're going to be starting. It's going to be starting in the late spring, early summer. We'll start putting that out.
Okay.
But right now we're trying to get the word out. So, you know, sure. If you send me an email and go, I want to submit, I will keep it and send you a reminder.
Ooh.
I will. BrianTShirley@AOL.com.
I
will send you a reminder.
BrianTShirley@AOL.com. He is on it. He
yep.
will definitely send you
yep.
a reminder. Brian, it is so lovely to have had you on the show. I wish we could talk for 3 more hours because we never get it done, do we, honey? We never do. We
no,
never
we don't.
Get to finish it. Well, that means that you're going to have to come back. Oh, my
I
gosh.
Will.
Well, say goodbye to your fans.
Goodbye, folks. And glad to still be here and hope to entertain for many more years to come.
You better keep that heart healthy. Do some heart healthy stuff. I don't know what you do because I eat fried chicken, so I can't tell you anything heart healthy, but keep it healthy so we can bring you back on the show. Thank you everybody to tune in. We love you, Brian. Have a great time with your new project and the comeback from a heart attack. Go to his website and check it out. And we will see you next week on Question Reality. Say goodbye, Brian.
Goodbye, Priscilla. Thank you.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.